let the girl pull over,
what are you saying?
We don't just say the words. We have to actually like.
So it could be that what this Gemara is referring to is a notion that actually is very famous one for Reb Chaya, Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim explains that when a person does certain mitzvos without kavana, it's still maybe it is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a sichus baritzvos kavana. But when it comes to tefillah, Reb Chaim explained, kavana is such an integral part of tefillah. That a tefillah without any cognizance, without paying attention, without any concentration whatsoever, in brisket terminology, it's not a wad of tefillah. Do you know what I mean? Not a hefta from tefillah. Okay, it's not an essence of tefillah. It's not a tefillah. A tefillah will come out as nishkei tefillah. Where would the source of that be? So it could be that's what the Gemara is saying. Often the Chol Levavchem, that tefillah is not just reciting words. Tefillah is fundamentally a mitzvah shivaleiv. The din is that you have to express those thoughts through uttering words. That is correct. But it's fundamentally, it starts as a mitzvah shivaleiv. Anyone have any other examples of this? We have a mitzvah that the basic mitzvah shivaleiv, but the halacha requires that you have to articulate it also.
Tshuva
is a very, very similar example. That tshuva also, the mitzvah of tshuva has two components to it. You have to be chayzeh b'tshuva b'leiv, you have to feel bad and be makabel not do it anymore. But then, what do you have to do? You have to recite vidui b'peh. So if a person is just misvadeh, Shalom, so he didn't really fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva the same way the person who just, so that's not really tefillah, because tefillah is fundamentally mitzvah shivaleiv. So that's probably what the Gemara Titus is driving at. So the Rambam took this Gemara in a very, very literal sense, and the Rambam understood that the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. If it's a pasuk chumash, that translates to mean it's a mitzvah deraisa. But now the Rambam poses a question for us. True, is a mitzvah deraisa according to the Rambam's understanding, but what's the problem? What's the challenge in understanding this mitzvah? The first basic challenge. So I have a mitzvah deraisa tefillah. Good, wonderful, great.
Give me some words.
That's not even my biggest problem. My biggest problem is, when? Like what? When is this mitzvah supposed to take place? The Torah tells us many, many mitzvahs deraisa. The Torah tells us exactly when to do them. But Erev Techu Matzahs means that on the Leil Chamisha Asa Benisa, you have to eat matzah. Yom Tshuva Yelochem, the Torah says, you have to blow shofar, Roshon, and Zochas, and Shabbos, and Yemsa, Kiddush, and Shabbos. So many, many mitzvahs, the Torah tells you exactly when you have to do them. There are other mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that certain events occur. Let's say, for example, a person is walking by and they want eggs, and they see the eggs in a nest, and there's a bird there. So there's an event that occurs that triggers the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. So there are certain mitzvahs that are triggered by Zmanim, and there are certain mitzvahs that are triggered by events, and then there are other mitzvahs that we call mitzvahs tvidios. There's mitzvahs that are all the time. Say, for example, a nechesh of lechecha, the number counts as a mitzvah l'hamen v'ashem. So when is that mitzvah? 20 on Tuesdays? Only 7 and 9:11 in the morning? When exactly is the mitzvah nechesh of lechecha? So obviously that's mitzvah all the time. So which of those mitzvahs, which of those categories does tefillah fall into? Is it a mitzvah that's any specific date on the calendar? Not really, the Torah doesn't indicate that. Is it a mitzvah tedirios? You have to daven all day, all night, your entire life. Torah matel, obviously you have to be davening all day. So when exactly is the mechayv tefillah? So this is already a puzzle. According to this Gemara, and the Rambam's interpretation of this Gemara, that tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. So I want us to tune ourselves out to think. Part of learning is to try to figure out, ask yourself certain questions. Don't take everything, face value. Understand and ask yourself, wait a second, how do we get from a pasuk chumash all the kol ha'avchem to davening when? So how does the Rambam solve this dilemma? What does the Rambam say? Mitzvah says in his follow-up? Kol yoyim. The Rambam writes in the Chassidus, right? Abba Chalav, Yisrael b'chol yoyim. How did the Rambam know that? Who told the Rambam that piece of information? You have to daven every day. Maybe you have to daven once every 30 days, once a year, once every 25 years. You only have to come to dinner once a year. I don't know. How did the Rambam know the Kol yoyim? You wish.
Could you say that he was working off like a paradigm of Avoda, where Avoda and Mikdash happened every day, so you could say
that's an interesting idea, that you're always taking the word Avoda and going back to the, almost like the wrong model of Avoda. You try to get it away from Mikdash, maybe bring it back. Maybe it's related to that, but Mikdash wasn't even once a day, it was really twice a day in Mikdash.
Right.
Afternoon. So did the Rambam almost have a chiddush here in between the lines? For the Rambam, it's almost like a default time of the mitzvah. But the Torah doesn't tell you any specific time, and the Torah doesn't connect it to any given event, and it's clearly obvious it's not a mitzvah to do. It's not a mitzvah you have to do every single split second of your life. So then the default unit of time in halacha is daily. That's what the Torah means. Can anyone give me another mashal of the mitzvah that the Torah says to do? It doesn't say when to do it, doesn't say how often to do it. It could be it's not all the time, but it's not clear when this man is. Anyone know? It's still a very similar one. The Torah says, Kshat, who's going to say that? When? How often? Once a year, once every 20 years, once in a lifetime? How often put up tefillin? So the many poskim understood that this is the same halacha as the Rambam. It's a mitzvah that's not time, not connected to any time per se of the calendar. There's no action that triggers the mitzvah. It's quite possibly not a mitzvah to Dirios, and therefore, by default, this man is once a day. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Prisma Kodim, that the chiyuv mitzvah derayis at film is once a day, every day. And how long? You ever go to something in the morning? This is what okay. Called the orbit meeting. You know, you can put up tefillin fast, you can orbit around the globe. Okay? So this idea that the Rambam is telling us is really a chiddush, a chiddush. The Rambam is telling us that tefillah is derayis. He took the Gemara Titus Mamash Kipshuto, literally at face value. And then he went one step further, he said it's b'chol yoyim. So then the Rambam has posed another question. The Rambam has a whole arichas and halacha problem. The Rambam now poses a question, he says, wait a second. I just described to you tefillah derayisa once a day, every day. How much do you have to daven? Very little. There's text to daven?
No.
Doesn't say it in chumash. Doesn't say what time of the day to daven? Doesn't say in chumash. Doesn't say anything. So it's each person to choose for themselves what they want to say, when during the day they want to say it. Wait a second, we know that there's a concept of Nusach HaTefillah, we have 19 Brachos Shemoneh Esrei, we have Zmani HaTefillah, that's going to be one of the first sugars we're going to talk about, it's also Shachar, there's Tavdam Shachar, and Mincha Ma'ariv, there's Zmani HaTefillah, where did all that come from? So on the one hand, we have a Din D'Oraisa of Tefillah once a day, every day, very, very small, individualized, no real text set at the stone. And then we have this whole thing, Mishnah Berurah Chalak Aleph, Halachas Tefillah, we have no idea where that came from. So the answer is, that part of Tefillah must be what?
Rabbanan.
That's the Rabbanan. Then the Rambam does us a favor, and he even tells us when that part of Tefillah was instituted, based on the Gemara, that the Nusach HaTefillah in this matter, all that was instituted when? At the beginning of Vayisheni, days of Ezra and Nehemiah, and the Rambam even goes on to tell you why they instituted it. So the Rambam is very informative here. The Rambam is the Lahava of the history book. He's telling the historical development of Hilchos Tefillah. He's telling that their eyes it was X. Now we know it's a little bit different. When did that change take place? It happened at the beginning of Vayisheni, and the Rambam explains to you why that change took place. Why did it change place? Very simple reason. That after the Churban, what happened? The people didn't know how to do what?
Speak.
You take somebody and stick it into Chutzlaritz for a generation or two, and they can't speak a half-baked, you know, sentence of Hebrew. Like I imagine some people in the room, right? So yeah, don't worry about it, you're going to just recall, you know. Okay, but if you have to go on a bus, you don't want to go somewhere, so you better figure out how to say something, you know, a little bit better than Bayomer Hanhagelai. You got to learn how to talk a little better. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, so that was the problem. That was what concerned the days of Chazal, days as it was. And therefore, they instituted a universal tefillah. They made it that everybody can just open up a siddur and just stop in the words. And you have to be a great poet, and you have to be a great master, orator in the Hebrew language. You just got to open up your, article siddur and just follow along the instructions, and you're good to go. So that was the whole Takhonis Acham, the days of Gnei Vayishen, and that is Tilchus Tefillah that we have with Matthew. So the Ramban, in his Aksogus against the Ramban wrote critiques against the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban takes issue with this Rambam on many, many different levels. So the Ramban, first and foremost, argues that there are dinim in the Gemara that don't sound this way. There are dinim in Hilchos Tefillah that don't seem to point in the direction that the Rambam is going. There are actually places in the Gemara where the Gemara says the phrase Tefillah the Rabbanan, which is clearly not the direction that the Rambam is going down. One of the Gemaras that the Ramban highlights is the Gemara put on the Merakim. It's about a fellow who is not sure whether he davened or not. I can imagine he davened with such a great kavanah. I can't remember 10 minutes later whether he davened or not. So what do we say about such a person? Should he daven again?
No.
So what do you think? Instead of just saying no, what do you think? Quick answer, I like that. Okay, it happens to be the wrong answer, but it's a good answer. So what? So
no, but isn't that just talking about the nusach tefillah?
Oh wait, we're gonna ask the kasha. You're gonna give me the derech. Hold on. Well, let's think for a second. If I would just wake you guys up and I'd say, so tell me, Gabal, Shmigan Rabbi, what do I do? I'm not sure what I damage my answer right now. So what do you think the answer should be? So we have a general rule of mind. Fantastic. Okay, great.
Well, I think some matlokes if tefillahs are rice or the rabbanah.
That's what we're getting to. Hold on.
That's why I said matlokes.
Okay, hang in there, guys. So again, our general approach to life is that Sfeik is their eyes of the Chumra, and Sfeik is their Bana or the Kula. Give me like a good example. Just give me a good, simple example of a Sfeik that's in their eyes of the Chumra. That was like the most complicated. I have a list of simplest answers. That's like beyond the list. Who's going to tell me about who's with the Slash Yeshua? Who's with us? Why is that a complicated answer? Because we're not in short questions. Yeah, the rise of the sphere, too complicated. Okay. Alright. So give me a good mitzvah deraita, an easy one. Kriyashma, ay, and like a study system and stop. You guys are too long to shoot. Give me a simple one.
Sphere
is the Rabbi Rabban. You're so far, so good.
Congratulations.
You ever open the Bible? Look at the Bible. Look for something that's like really, really good. I said.
Kiddush on Shabbos.
Filling?
Okay, now we're
Kiddush on Marv.
Okay, we're already talking, maybe. Okay. Lulav, that's good enough. Lulav, the first day of Sukkot, alright? We'll pay attention. So a guy comes to Shul the first day of Sukkot, and he's davening his Ashman Esrei, his Gelfaldik, and then, the Sukkot's ready for the same hallow. They get the leaning, and then all of a sudden, he comes home that day and says, you know what, I can't remember, did I ever shake with Lulav this morning? Did I hold this room hollow or shot this? I was not being Muslim, I was not being shot. I can't remember, did I shake the Lulav or not? So what do you say about that?
You have to shake again.
Did you make a bracha on that? No. It's a funny psa, right? That the mitzvah you have to do again yourself, it's a bracha, you don't do that, it's a wimpas. You know, we shouldn't do that, it's a wimpas. So something that I said, give me a good example of mitzvahs or rabbanim that you wouldn't have to repeat.
A bracha.
The fourth bracha verse.
Vira.
Why the flashes?
Forget brachas, guys. Read a mitzvah der rabbanim. The guy doesn't remember.
There's not.
Yeah, there's not. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Wait, Kimber was looking at his menorah. Was that last night, Kimber? I don't know. Did I lie to that? And then I want to give you an example of poor guy. I can't remember why I read the Megillah, because there may be reasons why that's happening, and we don't want to talk about that.
Baruch Hashem, you fulfilled, mitzvah.
Okay. As we get closer to Purim, so we'll talk about that. Okay? So, getting back to that story. So, the guy doesn't remember if Al-Kishrik, did he light the menorah or not? So, the thing is that Sofek, there are Bona Makula, he doesn't light the menorah over here. So, with that background, the Gemara draws a distinction between a fellow who's not sure whether he said Kriya Shema, and if another guy is not sure whether he's davening or not. So we come to the Kriya Shema part of the story. So the Gemara says, something for a Kriya Shema, something look for a Kriya Shema. So Choser, Mikaira, he has to repeat the Kriya Shema. But this Gemara is assuming that Kriya Shema is near Isa, which is again a little bit controversial, possibly, but that's what we passed in the Halacha clearly, that Kriya Shema is near Isa. But the second thing is what's important for us now. Suffolk is Halel. Suffolk alone is Halel. What does it say?
In a Choser.
What does that sound like?
Rabbanan.
So come to Rabbanan and says, Arai Baruch from here, that tefillah is only with the Rabbanan. Because if tefillah was in the Raisa, you would have had to repeat the Shvenah. So you would have to repeat the tefillah according to the Rabbanan. How would the Rabbanan respond to that? How did Rabbanan respond to
that? That's the Nusach tefillah.
If you ask yourself, the tefillah is the Raisa.
So in other words, to be Yotze, the Nusach tefillah, the Raisa, you know, because Shmuel is right. A guy says Shavala, that's when the Lachim is in the Shavuot, because you have some time. Because remember, the Rambam said, "There's no Torah, there's no Nusach, there's no time, there's no form, there's nothing to it." So when they're right, so the guy's Yotze anyway. He said something in the morning, and he's Yotze. Now he's not sure whether he's having Shmuel is right or not. So that proof is only a suffix with the Rabbanan. So even the Rambam can understand this good. It's not a contradiction to the Rambam. Okay? So far, so good? So again, so we have the Rambam Shita, that Tfilah is Deraisa, Lach B'chol Vavchem, it was touched up a little bit with the Rabbanan, then it's about Shemi, now it becomes a little bit, there are certain aspects of it, only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagrees with the entire theory of the Rambam.
If you're davening Shmon Esrei as your tefillah, which is now the rice, then shouldn't be a tzaddik.
Oh,
don't say it again. Don't say Shmon Esrei again.
Oh, okay, yeah. These, you have a major, major machlokes here. That is a very, very good point that both of you are making. Okay, so maybe as the sukkah is developed a little bit more, maybe further on.
It's something derabanan though.
It's lots of questions. That's something derice. Something derabanan. They've got a little bit more. Okay?
Why would it be a sabi
derice? In between.
Well, because I'm using this as my vehicle of being yotzei my mitzvah derice.
But who says you have to go back to what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why? Then the Gemara should have said so to say anything.
Okay, it's also what's the chance that by the time you get to Shachris, you haven't thought about Hashem in one way or another for the entire time?
You probably did do something.
Right.
You're such a tzaddik. Okay, but like I said, looking at the details of the Rabban's issues with the Rambam, fundamentally the Rabban has a problem because the Rambam didn't make it up in a vacuum that two of the rice, and the Rambam got it from what pasuk? So the Rabban has to explain that pasuk. So the Rabban said Kriyashma, so what does that pasuk mean? What do the words mean? According to Ramban, what is the pshat? Someone stopped the Ramban and will say Shema and say, what does the word Mila B'chalavavim? It doesn't mean to daven, and what does it mean?
Whenever we do mitzvot and serve Hashem, it has to be with a full kavana.
Oh, so the Ramban himself, in his Asotnes Sefer Mitzvot, gives a few interpretations. One interpretation is the Ramban says that this La'avim B'chalavavim is not a new mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah if an ass is not called tefillah, but rather it's a prat, it's a detail in all mitzvahs. It's indicating a certain mindset about doing mitzvahs. What is the mindset of doing mitzvahs? We're supposed to think about mitzvahs as if they're very, very important, as they're very, very significant in our lives. That's what Rabban's lashon is that we're not supposed to just do mitzvahs, you know, kind of just kind of roll with them a little bit. You know, no, it has to be sha mitzvah. Rabban has a lashon, a very, very powerful lashon. Kol avaneseinu, yais ala b'chol avaneinu, kler b'kavana ritzu yishleim al shmoi v'ein hirara. A person shouldn't have the mindset, mitzvahs, yeah, it's cute, you know, it's nice, I'll put a tefillin today, yeah, why not, you know, everyone else is doing it, so I can't tell this, I'll put a tefillin in the morning, but it doesn't really mean all that much to me. Yeah, that's what Lav L'Chalavacha means. Lav L'Chalavacha means, I'm putting in tefillin, Hashem, Hashem, is Baruch, this is the most important thing I'm doing in the whole world. That's what it means, Lav L'Chalavacha. You have to do all the mitzvahs with the practice of Kabbalah. So unlike the Rambam was learning that you have to, there's a new mitzvah on the table. The mitzvah is called the mitzvah tefillah. That's what the Chumash calls the mitzvah chadasha, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah chadasha over here. Love the Chumash is simply a mindset for doing all the other mitzvahs. And then the Rambam goes a little bit further. And the Rambam says that maybe, the Rambam is almost slightly, possibly right. Not really right, but a small nekuda of the Rambam is right. Namely, there may really be a mitzvah derice of tefillah, but not the way the Rambam formulates it. What is the Ramban's formulation? If it exists, the Ramban is not even sure that it exists. Well, it's not the So comes the Ramban and says that there's another concept, there's another mitzvah in the Torah, where the Torah tells us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at certain times, certain difficult times, it's called Eis Tzara. What is the mitzvah of Eis Tzara? The mitzvah of blowing what? Has anyone here ever heard the chatzotzos being blown?
Not at the
times of the Beis Hamikdash. What does the Torah say? So with your Shas Mochama or any other Shas Tzaras, you're supposed to blow the chatzotzos. So has anyone ever experienced the Shas Mochama and heard the chatzotzos? So that's a big pella why we don't blow chatzos. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, we have experienced the Eis Mochamas. And the question is, why aren't we blowing chatzos? Why haven't they blown chatzos to us? B'shas Mochama. So there's a Chiddush Gadol from Moshe Feinstein, he writes in the Tshuva, that he thinks the reason why Klal Yisrael don't blow chatzos to us in Eretz Yisrael is because if you look in the Pesukim, the Pesukim of Bashas Balos from the chatzos to us, speaking about using chatzos actually on three different occasions. I don't remember.
How?
Where there are actually three totally different occasions. In the Midbar itself, gathering, right, that was one, but gathering slash traveling, right, that's true, right, gathering and traveling, it's two different things. One was B'Shas Mocham, and the other was certain Karbanos, right? So we had the V'yom Simchaschem, V'adechem, Rosh Hashem, V'adechem, etc. So Chatzotzos really have multiple purposes, but one of the main components of Chatzotzos is to be part of the Avodah Shemitah Mikdash, part of the offering of the Karbanos to the Mikdash. So Rav Moshe suggests that the chatzos of B'Shas Mochama are not really a separate mitzvah. If and when you have chatzotzos that are used for the Beis HaMikdash, then you take those chatzotzos, and b'shas l'muchav you blow them. But if never, if you live in a time, there's no Beis HaMikdash that we live in, so then there's no chatzotzos, there's no chatzotzos. So that's the reason why I suggest when we have the blow chatzotzos in 2000 years.
It's like an all-in-one package.
You're saying it's a tzar on the seaboard, there's no mitzvah of doing it biyachid.
Oh, wait, we're not even sure what the Ramban said. Oh, wait. So the Ramban is now, has in the back of his mind, this mitzvah, Vashtabala, called Kirsat Sotros. And the Ramban is almost asking like a little bit of a halachic slash hashkafa question. Why are we blowing chatzotzos for? What's the goal of blowing chatzotzos? It's not very strange, right? Blowing chatzotzos. Blowing chatzotzos. The chatzotzos are used almost like a vehicle to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really need to be reminded that we bring as a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mashal about the Bidam. Where else do we find that idea that you blow something? A pretty obvious answer to that question. Mm-hmm. You blow something and it's for the purpose of Zikaron.
Shofar.
What's Rosh Hashanah called? Yom Zikaron is that Yom Tshuva, right? Yom Zikaron. Zikaron is the Kurdish. So the Ramban understood that the idea of blowing chatzotzos or blowing shofar, things of that nature, are really a way of connecting, conversing, having a dialogue with the Kiddush Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, if that's the case, so then basically what the Torah is telling us, linked in the mitzvah of chatzotzos, within the mitzvah of chatzotzos, what the Torah is really telling us is that when there's an eis tzara, when there's a problem, when things are not so great, you have to talk to Kiddush Baruch Hu. So instead of blowing chatzotzos, what do we call that? That's what the Ramban says, that tefillah beis tzara is the mitzvah deraisa. So the Ramban is not like the Rambam. The Rambam said, tefillah is deraisa every single day, wake up in the morning, it was great, the sun's shining, wonderful, you're happy, you're next to your kol, you play the ball, you learn, you're learning, let's stop chakras, that's the deraisa, according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, that's not true. Never, there's a war going on, there's a famine, never, somebody said some crazy thing, that's tefillah deraisa, according to the Rambam. The Ramban meets the Rambam, it's a halfway, a tenth of the way there, that the Ramban at the end of his piece concedes that maybe there's tefillah deraisa, but unlike the Rambam's version that it's a daily obligation, it's almost like a mitzvah, that's why Rambam says some mitzvahs are triggered by
events.
If this is the event of an Eistar, the Lacham, the famine, etc., triggers the mitzvah tefillah deraisa. So the Ramban is not even sure. He's having it wondering whether that's true, but because he's not sure what the other Pulavacha means, does it mean just general kavanah from mitzvahs and it doesn't relate to tefillah altogether? Or does it have some kind of a tefillah realm to it, but again, much, much more limited than the Rambam? So we always have like three different logical possibilities. Is tefillah deraisa, tefillah deraisa. We have the Rambam's extreme that daily tefillah deraisa. We have the first possibility, the Rambam, no tefillah deraisa. Then you have almost like the Rambam's second half, that tefillah deraisa will be an only being
tzara. According to the Rambam, that tefillah beis tzara is deraisa. One who davens, one who's God forbid in a time of need, and he davens Shema Nesrei, and he has a suffix if he daven, would he have to repeat it?
So I would say that for such a person, he wouldn't necessarily have to repeat the Shema Nesrei. He just simply say a prayer for Tehillim, because there wouldn't be a need to say the real full Shema Nesrei. So we could avoid all those potential suffix brothers by doing that.
But it would be considered a suffix deraisa lachumra? In that case,
if he doesn't know, let's say, for example, that's Shema Nesrei suffix. A guy, he knows his name, so there's a war going on, he can't remember whether he said Tehillim this morning. So I tell me, better say tell me. Okay, better say something, better say some kind of mitzvah deraisa from the Rambam.
Back from the Gemara, according to the Rambam, why wouldn't the Gemara say if you have a suffix between the daven, then you shouldn't say Shema Nesrei?
So the stomach of the Rambam is probably assuming that everybody is doing it anyway. Everyone says something during the course of the day. So any bracha, any tefillah, anything.
It's not a mitzvah.
Yeah, anything, according to the Rambam, anything and everything that you're supposed
like
to
do. It's like Rosh Hashanah's access.
The more of one, let's say anything, any talk of any bracha is supposed to be their access.
The second answer of the Ramban is one or the other, meaning he can't say that you could derive both, that this is talking about all
right,
the other mitzvahs.
Right. He's giving you multiple ways to deflect to Ram. The one thing he says Ram is not right. What is the MS? So then he's saying one of two things.
Alright.
So if the Ramban is working off the paradigm of the Chatzotros, why wouldn't he say that it's also a chiyuv on chag and if the nation were ever to travel?
Okay, that's a very, very good question. The traveling part is almost like a Rosh Hashanah, but it's
right.
So there is a Ramban actually in Sefer Mitzvah that says that the same Apollo may actually be the Arisa. which may be almost modeled a little bit after. And one of the sources is that's related to Shira Salavim, which is related to the Tekiah Zechet Tzedek.
But he doesn't quote Rav.
He doesn't quote it. Here he doesn't quote it. Another place that references it.
Also, in terms of Rav Moshe's Kiddush, could you also just say that in the Torah, oftentimes when the phrase Lifnei Hashem comes up, it's talking about the Mikdash. So by the Torah invoking the phrase, it is Karatem Lifnei Hashem Elokim.
Maybe,
by definition, say that it has to be
Rabbi said, there's a very, very famous part that Rav suggested. I know my son Rav Zev has already been telling people about today. Okay, the famous part we say over in our house every couple of months. The famous beer from the Rav about what the point of contention between the Rambam and the Rambam is. It's almost like the halachic slash philosophical machlokes. This tefillah derives every day, or tefillah derives going to be a tzara. So the Rav explained that fundamentally everyone agrees to the Rambam's model, that tefillah is really reserved for a tzara. But the Rambam had an unbelievable insight in understanding of human psychology. What was it?
We're always in the Ace Tzara. We live in perpetual Ace Tzara. We're not even aware
of just how bad our Ace Tzara is. I mean, you get out of bed in the morning, so that's the Yeshua for the Ace Tzara, that who said you were going to get up in bed?
Why does the Rambam say that?
The Rambam is writing a Mishnah Torah.
He's bringing a different pasuk.
No. The Rambam is explaining, this is almost like Shkafah, like it's not so much Allah, like it's. The Rambam is telling you that there's mitzvah derais and daven every day. So the Rambam is explaining that the reason why the Torah gave us a daily mitzvah is not because daven is like putting on tefillah. It's not really a daily obligation. It's also triggered by something. The trigger is a tzara, but you don't need a real formal, you don't need an actual tzara. A potential tzara is also called an tzara. So it's a very, very, very insightful understanding. It's a very insightful understanding as to what the Rambam is that it gives us a whole different perspective of life in general. So basically, I have just one question I want to challenge you with. According to at least one way the Rabban is saying that tefillah is not really a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's really mitzvah d'rabbanan, not what we got told. In the terms of history, in terms of chronology, so when did this idea start? Well, we know when the Shemoneh Esrei started. I think Rabban tells us when the beginning of the
day.
So according to Rabban, what it almost sounds like is that pre-Ezra, there was no what?
There was nothing.
According to the Rambam, there was still the Raisa pre-Ezra, there was still the Raisa from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu already. Because everyone had a fulfillment of the Chodesh, and what changed in the days of Ezra was the formalization of tefillah. The basic ikaron, the basic idea of davening something existed way, way back, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, again, in the beginning of the Rambam, that there's no tefillah derais in the Chol. How come we could have the whole thing was made up by Ezra, is basically. So you're going to tell me that pre-Ezra nobody davened?
Karbanos.
But they did bring Karbanos, that's true. They brought Karbanos
in the Shekhar. You said people got to bring the Shekhar. When you need something, then you doubt.
No, again, the Rabban wasn't even sure about that. According to Allah Tzad, it's not Mishnah Lulu Dereis in the Chalav.
But where do we ever see it? We never see someone like going to the woods and davening.
So we don't? So you tell
Avram.
Me.
Avram.
How many people do we know?
I guess Yitzhak.
Moshe? Moshe was Navin?
But there was no Inyan of Doraisa back then. That's what I'm saying.
Moshe ben Navin? David. Shlomo Melech, Shlomo Melech, Zev Melechim. Anyone here with Melechim? That's one of the videos. Okay, so nothing. So Shlomo Melech is one of the kings. So Shlomo Melech, he has a long tefillah of 50 psukim long. What were they davening about exactly? What were they doing? What were people davening? Why were they davening?
Wasn't that Tzaras?
No, but according to Allah, according to Ramban, that even two days Tzaras doesn't mean the Ramban is not even sure that two days Tzaras.
So what do you say?
They're able to daven. So you're trying to say, I was just trying to tell you Kiddush, that you're allowed to daven.
Right.
That's all it is. Avinu, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe.
That's all it is.
They're just doing, just like cute.
You're still fulfilling.
What are you saying?
You're
still fulfilling on the Gordo. So Shlomo Zalman, he says that he thinks that even Al Atzah, that Tefillah is only the Rabbanon, what that means is that the Chiv of Tefillah is the Rabbanon. But Tefillah is for sure a mitzvah. What's the missing word? It's a mitzvah blank.
Kiyumus.
It's a mitzvah kiyumus with the eyes. Everyone knows it's a mitzvah kiyumus, it's a kiyumus. Chiyuvus means you have to do it. To be a good example, it's a chiyuv, you have no choice.
Chris?
Of course, it's halal.
Why is everyone giving me the odd example? Eating matzah the first time. That's what I'm
saying.
Wait. So why did I give the example of eating matzah the first time? Yeah. Who knows why? Because I'm about to compare and contrast it to a mitzvah kiyumis.
The other
part. During the other days.
So the Gemara says the end of the Pesach, after the first night, you don't really have to eat matzah. So comes the Vilna Gaon, and he said, Mishra, said, before comes the Vilna Gaon, and says, you don't have to eat matzah, but what? But if you do, you get a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah chiyuv, it's a kiyuv, you want to do it, that's great, you don't want to do it, so it's your loss. A mitzvah chiyuv, this means you have a choice, and you don't do it, that's an aveira, that's a bitul mitzvah. Mitzvah kiyuv means it's a great thing to do, but the question is, that's it, all you would force it to do.
Is
it, you get a mitzvah saseh, but it's not the Torah's kiyuv. The Torah's kiyuv.
It's like
Meir. You get an aveira. Meir is a little bit different. You don't get an aveira not doing it. If a guy, let's say, the first night of Pesach doesn't eat matzah, that's an aveira. The person goes the whole week of Pesach afterwards and just eats pitch or something. The whole week never takes a piece of matzah, so that's not a bitul mitzvah. He lost out the wonderful opportunity to fill the mitzvah kiyuv, the matzah, but he did not violate any kiyuv.
So Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that here.
So Rav is saying that the mitzvah of tefillah for sure exists in the Torah. No, how can you say tefillah was made up in the Atzmi? He's like, no, that doesn't make any sense in Shlomo Zalman. By Shmisha, they weren't davening Shlomo Melch in order to make the Mikdash, and he speaks about all these wonderful tefillahs. The Beis Mikdash is described as basically based tefillah yikolchol amim. So what do you mean nobody davened by Tzalcha Kukur? The Shabbos, the Torah speaks about it. Torah talks about the Shabbos. You don't know what the Gemara talks about. The Pesukim talk about it. So says Rosh Hashanah, and everybody agrees is that Kiyum HaMitzvah Min HaTorah of Tefillah. The Machlokes around the Ramban was, is there a Chiyuv D'Oraisa? Chiyuv D'Oraisa for sure there is.
Is there a parallel by Lo Tassis where
Lo Tassis, you can't do it.
They're all Chiyuv.
Yeah. So basically, is there any real Nafkamina Ladina? I mean, we've been talking a lot about it. Theoretical stuff, some of this thrown around some terminology here. Any real hardcore difference whether the Rambam or the Ramban is correct?
It's like you sleep the whole day. Something like that. Yeah, you slept the whole day. I don't know.
Is it the Tzibur?
Well, everyone agrees you don't really have to
have the Tzibur. But the Ramban says at the end, it says the Tzar and the Tzibur.
Okay. I want to be really, really down to earth. Who is Chayav to the
Man.
So the Mishnah says the Farish, Nashim Kiyom is Jewish. The Mishnah says the third kind of process, Nashim Kiyom is Jewish. If the Mishnah says Nashim Kiyom is with Tefillah, that sounds like it's not a what? It's not a time bound mitzvah. It's not a time bound mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because when's the time, you know, when's the time frame for Tefillah?
Whenever
you want, anytime, you know, there is no time.
There's a time you do every day.
Wait. So according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says Noshim Kriyam is Tefillah, according to the Rambam, what do you think the Mishnah meant? Noshim Kriyam is in which Tefillah? The Tefillah of what? Of the Chumash, of the Deraisa. The mitzvah derabbanan of davening three times a day is not Zman Grava.
It is, 100%.
What is Zman Grava? It's on Shabbos in the morning, in the afternoon, my Rebbe. You don't know that by the end of the summer, then you fail this semester. Right? That's Pelav Tefillah Shabbos. Of course there's Mani Tefillah with the Rambam. So Pashtus, according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah said Nashim Chayavos with Tefillah, doesn't mean Shmoneh, that's what we're talking about today. It means Nashim Chayavos in the theoretical Mitzvah D'Oraisa Tefillah once every day. But according to the Rambam, there is no Mitzvah D'Oraisa Tefillah in any real sense of the word. There is no Nashim Chayavos with Tefillah. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Nashim Chayavos with Tefillah? It must mean what? The daily obligation of Shmoneh, but it's a Zman Grava. Why the obligation? This must be what? This must be one of the exceptions to the rule, which in fact there is, according to the Ramban, that tefillah, women should never be in a tefillah. The Taka should not have been a chiyuv of tefillah for women. The only reason why there's a chiyuv of tefillah for women is nebuch, why? Because of Bokashas Rachamim, other concerns, other extraneous reasons why Chazal didn't do the chiyuv of tefillah for women. But according to the Ramban, Nashim Chobos, the tefillah is not even talking about Shemin Esrei, it's talking about the tefillah deraisa. According to the Ramban, that the tefillah deraisa doesn't exist, then obviously Nashim Chayavos with Tefillah is talking about Tefillah D'Rabban, and you have to come up with some kind of a reason why it's accepted as a rule. So by saying, when all the dust settles, at least we got a few, we had a little bit of a mash of a mash of a tikkun hayam, in terms of what the Tefillah Deraisa is all about. So we have to always remember the Rambam, remember some of the Kashas in the Rambam, remember the two different versions of what the Rambam thought Tefillah Deraisa may be, the Rav's interpretation as to what the Kudus of Machlokes maybe is all about. We have a couple of Gemaras here and there that have to be understood. So what's the Bnei Sfeikis, what's the Bnei Chumim, etc. And again, all the Sugyas have to be put into place, understood, Bein Lekei Rambam, Bein Lekei Rambam. So again, as we said before, this is pretty much the Hakdama. Hopefully, we met the Shem starting the Sunday morning. So we're going to start really, really the parable, Tefillah Seshachar, which starts us off with the mitzvah derabbanan of Tefillah. Again, according to the Rambam, that's where Tefillah actually really begins as the Chiyuv. According to the Rambam, that's the second stage of the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv deraisa is ready to take care of. And now we're going to begin the Chiyuv derabbanan. So we're going to start on Sunday morning, the learn from the Sugya starting with the first words of Tefillah Seshachar. Again, whoever has the time, request they open the weekend on Shabbos, you got time for Chazal this year. We want to know, oh, it's a six as well.
Makes a lot of problems. So that problem.